You're listening to Vatican Radio, live from the Second World Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities with Emma McCarthy.
Good morning from Rocca di Papa. Day two of the International Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities sees Cardinal Marc Ouellette of Quebec, Canada, host the main morning lecture on the subject of the beauty of being a Christian, taken from the Congress's principal theme. Indeed, each day a cardinal is invited to reflect on the conference theme, the beauty of being a Christian and the joy of communicating this. Yesterday, it was the turn of Cardinal Christoph Schönborn of Vienna, Austria, who spoke of Christ, the most beautiful of all men. The cardinal said, there where hearts and lives are open to Christ, beauty can be found. It becomes a revitalizing stream of life in a world burdened and disfigured by sin. The cardinal underlined that the meaning of this Congress held here in the center run by the Focolari movement in Rocca di Papa, just south of Rome, is for Pentecost, is to see how these seeds of beauty, said the cardinal, been sown by Christ, bear fruit. Indeed, each morning lecture is then followed by representatives from over 100 movements and communities from all over the world who then take part in panel discussions. Today, day two of the conference, Thursday, June 1st, some of the main speakers will indeed be the Reverend Bernard Perus of the Emmanuel Company, Archbishop Fouad Toual, coadjutor of Jerusalem, who will speak about in the education of youth, Luis Fernando Figueroa of the Christian Life Movement, who will speak in the presence of Catholics in public life, and Dino Bofford, director of Avenir, who will speak about in situations of poverty and violence. Indeed, this three-day meeting draws together representatives from over 100 ecclesial movements and new communities across the world. The structure of the program is very simple, broken down into a morning meeting, given a lecture hosted by a cardinal, followed by panel discussion. Then these panels will break into their various language groups to work in language groups and speak about ecclesial maturity. This evening's theme will be a challenge and a path to follow, matching our response to these various spheres of today's world and how the lay community in general, in particular within these new ecclesial movements and new communities, can help the church in its work towards evangelization. Following these working groups in that are broken down to the various language, there will be an evening prayer at 9 o'clock, followed by an evening of fellowship recital of classical movement. And then, of course, we come into tomorrow, Friday, the final day of meetings and discussions here at Rocca di Papa before the new movements and new communities and ecclesial movements gather in Rome in St. Peter's Square on Saturday to meet Pope Benedict XVI. From Rocca di Papa, I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.